As the federal government continues its preparations for the arrival of 12,000 Syrian asylum seekers, a government report into the experiences of some of Australia's newly resettled refugees has found that after 6 months, only one in 20 was able to find a job. But the Building a New Life in Australia research project will continue to monitor the progress of the humanitarian migrants over the next 5 years, as Nick Grimm reports.
It's dubbed Building a New Life in Australia. The study of humanitarian migrants was set up in 2013 with the aim of following the experiences of 2,400 refugees in the 5 years following their arrival here. Researchers from the Australian Institute of Family Studies are conducting the research on behalf of the Commonwealth Department of Social Services. Today it's released data collected from their initial interviews with the humanitarian migrants. Here's Social Services Minister Scott Morrison commenting on the findings in Canberra this morning.
What the results show is that resettling people in Australia is a difficult job. It is a very difficult job. And that's why how you identify and select people and bring them into the country, you've got to do that in a way which gives them, those people who you're trying to help, the best opportunity of success in Australia.
The federal government is preparing for the arrival of an additional 12,000 refugees from Syria, so it's hoped the longitudinal study into how humanitarian migrants are adapting to a life in Australia will provide a wealth of data on how resettlement programs should be targeted. The statistics released today only relate to their experiences within the first 6 months of their arrival. For a start, most spoke little or no English, and almost half had never held a paying job before. Only 10% held a university degree, and 6% had a trade or technical skill. But many also suffered psychological problems, such as post-traumatic stress disorder, and close to 40% say their health is just fair or worse. For almost all of those studied, around 90%, their main source of income was welfare payments. Just 6% had managed to find a job, mainly those able to speak English. But that's only to be expected, according to Associate Professor Darrell Higgins, who helped conduct the research for the Institute of Family Studies.
That's right. I don't know why we would expect anything other than there would be a process and a period of adjusting to a new country where you may not know the language, you may not know the typical sort of cultural ways of doing things, you may not understand the service system, the schooling system, etc. So there's going to be a significant period of settling in and understanding how things are done and how to access supports. And over time, we will start to see things shift. And what we certainly see in this wave one data is that a very significant proportion are engaging in study as well as work. So we know that that is going to be an important thing to track through, is the degree to which that study can be maintained and that can lead to positive outcomes for those individuals and families as they progress through the settlement journey.
That's Associate Professor Darrell Higgins ending that report from Nick Grimm.